If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys Sunday morning. And I wanted to go over some of the grades that have come out. And, you know, they just popped up recently out of PFF. And not that PFF is the end-all be-all, but I do love the conversation launching point that these grades give on the game last night. Now, a couple things I just want to put out there real quick. I am not doing the film this week until after cutdown. I used to always jump on it and do the film right off the bat, and I'd spend time breaking down different players that are cut and no longer a part of the team, and I hated that. So I want to make sure, like, this is the last time we're going to see a lot of these back into the roster players. So, like, you know, if let's just say, for example, you know, somebody like a Curtis Robinson, or a Chaz Surratt, or, you know, Dallas Flowers, or Sebastian Valdez. If those back into the roster guys make the 53, which all of them have a chance to do so. And, you know, at some point today, I want to do a little guess percentage-wise where you guys throw out some names and I tell you my percentage on if they're going to make the 53 or not. Go through some of those. But always like to wait. So that way, whenever we do the film breakdowns, because we have 2 weeks until we get more film. So Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific time is the cut down date to the 53. Now, Kyle Shanahan talked about this yesterday. The final 53 is not the final 53. It's going to change within 2 days. It's going to change. 49ers will be claiming players. And actually, for the first time today, you know, a lot of teams that played on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, they're starting some of their cuts. For the first time today, I saw somebody get cut or released or waived, whatever terminology you want to use, depending on how long they've been in the league, that I was like, oh, this is the first one that kind of piqued my interest. And that's wide receiver Rakim Jarrett out of Tampa Bay. They're loaded at wide receiver. He's played for 20 games over him. He's got some NFL experience, just couldn't really break that threshold. It's a very, very deep wide receiver room. That was the first one where I was like, ooh, I'm not saying they should, but that was the first one that was like, this makes sense. So, and those are going to continue. And as teams start cutting and whatever else, there's going to be new names. But for the first time, I was like, ooh, this one got me. I was pretty high on Rakim Jarrett coming out, wide receiver of college, and he's got some NFL experience. So whenever you're looking at who the 49ers are going to be targeting in a claim situation, you got to understand, younger, cheaper. Like, so you're looking at players on rookie deals, right? First four seasons with a little bit of experience. That's why Rakim Jarrett fits for me. He's played in 20 NFL games. He's been through, you know, he knows what it means to be a pro. Now, he has not achieved any of the potential that, you know, the Bucs or the 49ers or many teams thought that he should. But, like, that's what you're trying to do. And if you look at Sky Moore, same thing. Rookie contract, has some experience, super cheap deal. Brian Robinson, yeah, same thing. Has experience, super cheap deal, still on his rookie contract, has some experience. Like, that is just seems to be the blueprint that has been set out by the 49ers during this time. So we're going to be going through grades, offense, defense, stock up, stock down, however you want to phrase that. What's up, Darren? Ain't seen you in a minute, man. Wonderful to see you in here. Appreciate everybody, all the hashtag CCs. Oh, we even got Kim from across the pond. Appreciate you guys. You are awesome. And 49ers throwback. Appreciate all you do for the community, man. I'm doing well. I'm doing great. And nowhere else I would rather be than right here with you guys, Sean, the Countdown crew. Ben, man, let's start off with Ben. Probably the talk of social media and 49ers Twitter or whatever. Nicholas Martin. Nick Martin, the third-round rookie. And, you know, Ben, he was emailing me today and going through this. Nick Martin came in with the second highest defensive grade, jumped off the field yesterday. Like, not even the tape. I was at the game. It just everywhere. Special teams, check. Pass coverage, check. Run stuffing, check. Sideline, sideline, check. Quality tackles, check. I mean, this guy played 38 snaps, had an 87.2 grade, second highest grade on the team, five tackles. Four solo run stops, a forced fumble, bite the ball, baby. One of my favorite drills, like, you know, whenever you start, like, we would go through, like, a tackling circuit, and, like, I always wanted to be in charge of the turnover circuit and the tackling circuit. Those are my, like, every offense, defense, doesn't matter. If you're on offense, you're working on protecting the ball. If you're on defense, you're working on taking away the ball. And so every single player, every single position, and the 49ers do the same thing. A lot of teams, you know, it doesn't, regardless of the level. My favorite drill is just the bite the ball, see the ball, bite the ball. Literally put your damn face mask on the ball and good things happen. And so whenever the running back's giving you that target, man, your face mask, literally bite the ball. And like, you know, I believe in coaching phrases, and I'd be on the sideline and I'd just be screaming, man, bite the ball, bite the ball. And Nick Martin did exactly that. I mean, it was textbook. It was just absolutely face mask on the ball. Boop. Ball pops out. All good things. Forced fumble. Love it, love it, love it. Now, he was targeted a lot, Nick Martin. Four catches on six targets. But only 10 yards after the catch on those four catches. You know, that's 2.5 yards a pop. That's pretty damn good tackling. So I was really, really pleased. No missed tackles first time. You know, week one, Nick Martin had like 5 or 6 missed tackles, and some of the missed tackles didn't even register because he didn't even make contact. He got juked out of his socks so bad, just going in so uncontrolled. Then you had week two, man, calmed down, composed, making plays, still some negatives, still some missed tackles. Then week three, damn near looks like a Pro Bowler out there, right? Like, 49ers grade the linebacker position better than any. And so whenever they dub, when Robert Saleh says, I like you, that's got to carry a lot of weight with it. Now, and Ben, shout out NY Niners, he's the best of the best. He emailed me this morning just talking about players' progression. So I want to highlight three of those. But Nicholas Martin, Nick Martin, game one. Had a 31.6 grade. Not great. Not great, Bob. Game two, he doubled it. Literally doubled. Just a little bit under. 61.3. So from 31.6 to 61.3, almost doubled the PFF grade. And now game three, 87.2, which is elite. That 90 and up tier is kind of the elite all-pro level. The 80s is Pro Bowl level. That is top 10 at your position. Off the charts, awesome. So when we're talking about, you know, if you're trying to figure out what is important and who is that guy that's just like, whoo, man, Nicholas Martin. Nick Martin, worth the price of admission alone. Shout out to my man, RTPFTW. Well, we were at the game last night together. And Rusty. Rusty, you always see in the chat. My man, retired firefighter, great friend. It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Rusty. I already texted him, but just want to throw that out there as well. Really, really excited to celebrate wonderful people. Appreciate it. Oh, look at that. Vince in the house. We got Shane in the house. Love it, Mark. I love it. I love it. But, yeah, Martin just looks so good. And he gets to just chill because he's too raw. The excitement, the highlights, the impact plays, they're there. You have to get the consistency level and not having the negatives. Now he just gets to benefit the way almost every rookie should, behind a quality linebacking group. He ain't going to play. He's going to be on special teams only, and he's going to learn. You're going to learn, but he ain't going to play defensive snaps, and he shouldn't. Like, this should be the protocol for quality NFL teams where you have, man, it's going to be Fred Warner. It's going to be D Winters. It's going to be Luke Gifford. It's going to be Tatum Bethune. Those are the four. Those are your four top players. Tatum Bethune didn't even suit out. He got star treatment. Like, he might be taking over number three from Luke Gifford soon, but whatever. Those are your four guys. Nick Martin just gets to learn. He gets to sit back, and he gets to learn. Is he going to be shooting up the depth chart? For sure. I absolutely love the way that he has progressed in such a short time. And the hope, the optimism, the excitement. You get to wait till he's 100% ready, and whenever he steps in, who knows, maybe. Who knows, baby? I'm so pumped. What's up, Shane? Appreciate you guys. Y'all are awesome. Appreciate everybody here. Yeah, we're going to talk some injuries, all that kind of stuff. We're going to talk some Zakel. What's up, JP? 2 weeks till we're hanging out in Seattle, man. I love it. I love it. I love it. yeah, we got the Rusty happy birthday wishes. I do like that. I do like that. Right here, 49ers throwback. John, as soon as Junior Bergen dropped the pass, he knew it was over. That dude ain't making the team. I was surprised they didn't cut him and bring somebody else in, to be honest with you, but it was just too short a timetable. I was shocked they gave him even reps, even though it was late. I was shocked. And like I thought those were like concordant moves. Yeah, you traded for Sky Moore, but to get any type of wide receiver out there at any point that could run any type of routes, it takes time. And so, yeah, Junior Bergen, failed experiment. You got to move on. It's what it is. Now, another player defensively that I want to talk about the progress, Alfred Collins. Now, was he one of your top graded players? No, he was not. But again, progress, progress, progress. Looked better last night. I was watching 95. I mean, it's hard to miss. He's the biggest dude on the field every time he's on the field. Game one struggled. 40.6 grade, not great. Game two, 48.2. Progress. Last night, 56.6. Like, that's what you want to see, is progress, not perfection. And just getting to that point where it's like, all right, this guy belongs. He could do his thing. He had one pressure, which I do like. Could have got better tackling. He did have two missed tackles, got involved on some, but made some positive plays. And a part of the reason why you have guys like Nick Martin, Chaz Surratt, that flashed so much last night was because of Alfred Collins. That dude was occupying his guys. Alfred Collins is never going to stack the stat sheet. He wasn't that at Texas either. But what he does do is he creates quality, easy linebacking play, easy linebacking read. So if you're going to sit there and say, man, Nick Martin was awesome, he was incredible, but then you're like, oh, Alfred Collins sucks, you're missing it. You're missing it. You don't understand. You don't understand. It is a Nick Martin was awesome because Alfred Collins and Jordan Elliott and Sebastian Valdez all created opportunities for elite linebacker play to take place. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Now, I played Prize Picks for over 3 seasons straight, and my favorite thing about it is just how easy it is. You pick more or less on 2-6 stat projections. If you get the picks right, you cash in. It's that easy. And Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 40-plus states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Some of the early week one things that you could put in on: Saquon Barkley, more or less than 1 rushing touchdown. Joe Burrow, more or less than 2.5 touchdowns. Josh Allen, more or less than 270 passing yards. You want to focus on 49ers? Guess what? They've got it loaded on there. Brock Purdy, more than 12 or less than 12 rushing yards. Christian McCaffrey, 71.5 rushing yards, more or less. You pick two, you get it right, you get paid. Download the app today and use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ERS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good
to be right.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And it did. And it did. Now, is it, Alfred Collins is starter? Is it Alfred Collins is already worth that second round pick? I ain't saying that, but I'm saying you're starting to see the development into what the 49ers hoped he would be. And the reason why there was great linebacker play last night was because of Alfred Collins and what he was able to do out there. Hugo, is Alfred Collins' reps exceeding or matching what he's used to in college? Texas, Georgia, Alabama, LSU, I'm trying to think of Ohio State. In today's college football, if you are a blue chip program, you have to rotate like crazy to make sure freshmen, sophomore, juniors all get snaps or they all leave. They all transfer. So the issue with college football to NFL football is they're all rotation players now. And it doesn't matter. Besides like quarterback, I mean, you're rotating offensive linemen in blue blood programs now. And so, you know, he was kind of that 20 to 30 snap guy. And now he's always out there on the big snaps. And where Alfred Collins is going to make his money is third and short, fourth and short, fourth and goal, those types of plays. That's where you're going to see the best from him. But yeah, he played 27 snaps last night. So he's in the range. That's about where he's going to be come regular season as well. Probably going to dip down a little bit because the 49ers have kept Alfred Collins out there on third and long all 3 preseason games. Dude, just go rush. Third and 18, go get him. You're not going to do that in the regular season. So his snaps probably will dip down to that kind of 17 to 25 range. Man, might even be 15 to 25 range because he's going to be out there first, second downs, and then you're going to get him off. You're not leaving Alfred Collins out there on pass rushing downs now unless you're playing against Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, you know, some of these shorter quarterbacks that then I think you keep him out there just because of the height and he gets such a way. And like I'm going to say it again, and we saw it again last night, 3 consecutive games, Alfred Collins making probably the top or at least one of the top hustle plays of the defense of the 49ers defense. The dude don't quit. Biggest dude on the field, absolute effort. His pad level still needs to be addressed, but this dude does not quit. Screen plays, quarterback bootlegs, he's going to run his ass off and not stop. And you see him running next to the linebackers and all this other stuff. Like, so you love a lot of those. I love those aspects. I'm a huge hustle guy. Big reason why I struggle with Jake Brendel quitting on so many plays. Like, dude, fine work. We don't quit. We play till the whistle. It's a mentality issue. And it was funny because I put a clip of Jake Brendel out, you know, standing there watching, hands on hips in the middle of the play while his running backs getting blown up last week, and a lot of the film watchers and whatever, which I love and I respect those guys, coming at me like, what do you expect him to do? And I'm like, play till the whistle's blown. Don't stop. And then, I don't know if you watch Hard Knocks and the Bills, Joe Brady, their offensive coordinator, sat their entire coaching staff down. Not offense. You're talking special teams defense, sat their entire coaching staff down. It showed like 5 plays on Hard Knocks. This is the most recent episode. It said, this is teaching tape. We do not stop. Yeah, go create opportunities. There's a lot of assuming. What if he breaks his tackle? Peel off and go get the safety. Go help your guy up. Jog and help. We do not stop. We do not stand. That is not what we are. And so, like, again, the coaching aspect, there's things you can work with. Nicholas Martin, you can work with, right? Alfred Collins, you can work with. You got all the raw talent in the world, and he's an elite hustler. You just got to get the technique and pad level down. Like, it's coming. It's coming. Now, some of the stuff you can't really work with, and it's problematic. So, you know, I put out kind of my stock up, stock down guys before the grades came out, just based on what I saw at the game last night, and it's never a conclusive list because I only get one angle, and for some reason, the 49ers don't show very many replays during the preseason. I was fuming. I was like, show the damn replay. but it's preseason form for everybody. I totally get that. But I didn't put Jair Brown on my stock up, and Mike Andrews, you know, but Niners, great friend, great guy, love that man. You know, he loves Jair Brown. I know he's got some connections there, but like, I was like, I didn't put him on there because dude just won't tackle. He just will not. He's the human torpedo. He wants to just not. And I talked about it a little bit last night on, you know, the live show whenever I was live at Levi's. Like, for some reason, he just dives as hard as he can with his arms by his side and refuses to wrap up. And I just don't understand why. And the missed tackles just continue. Two more missed tackles, blatant missed tackles that, like, just like, dude, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing? Now, his coverage was good. I thought he was great in coverage, as a matter of fact. But, like, when is this guy going to put it together? I don't know the answer. I really don't know the answer. And so, again, back to this thing, like, what you can work with, what you can't. It's pretty damn hard to be a downhill safety that doesn't tackle. That is like, okay, what are you built for? What are you best at? Downhill safety. All right, cool. What are you worst at? Tackling. What? I'm sorry? what am I missing here, right? Like, I don't understand how those two things go together. And so, I don't know. Right here, Bobo says, Matt Maiocco doesn't believe Jake Brendel's as bad as we think he is, but of course, you're strongly agree. Matt Maiocco is going to say whatever the team tells him to say, and Matt does great work. That's not a negative. That's just an observation. Also, Matt Maiocco is not a film guy. A lot of these beat writers aren't. That's not a negative thing. They're not football coaches or players. They are journalists, and that is their job, and they will do whatever. But yeah, like, certain people are not the ones that you need to be getting player evaluation opinions based on. Just watch the press conferences with the coaches. They love Jake Brendel, and Jake Brendel provides so many things. Iron Man, tough as hell, huge locker room guy. Everybody loves him, knows the calls inside and out. And so you don't have to worry about that. So awesome, awesome, awesome. He just quits. And so, like, that's my biggest pet peeve. Like, you don't have to have talent to play to the whistle. You don't have to do that. You don't have to have talent to keep going. You don't have to have talent to try to help. And so the body language is a big deal to me. And when you see it on film, which that's what I am, right? I am not a journalist. I am not a beat reporter. I'm not an insider. I am a former coach that is a 49ers fan that watches every single play multiple times for 8 years straight, 9 years straight now. Like, I don't know much. I may not be a smart man, but I know what film is. That's my best Forrest Gump that I could do. Anyway, sorry about that. Hope I didn't offend anybody, but I'll get the emails. Anyway, and also one more, again, shout out to Ben again. Another player who has grown week in, week out. Evan Anderson, another defensive tackle, which is huge. You know, he was starting games last year. Undrafted free agent. I was so pissed when they cut him. That was so pissed when he didn't make the initial 53. I was like, we lost this great player. Thankfully, he got through. Even Kyle Shanahan said, man, we were really lucky. This was the one that we were struggling with. You kept Avery Thomas over him. You kept so many just Ronnie Bell over him. You kept so many just poor evaluation tools. But you got him. Starts like six games for the 49ers last year. Playing starter level snaps, was one of the only quality defensive tackles against the run you had last year. Well, he missed game one. He's been injured. Comes back game two, didn't look like himself. Evan Anderson did not look like Evan Anderson of last year, of game two at the Raiders. I was there. I mean, you can see him because he's got that, you know, cushion guardian cap. He stands out. Had a 45.9 last week, and I think that was reflective of the. And it was just like, man, talk about Juwan Jennings, talk about Brandon Ayuk. If you don't practice, you don't play well. You have to get into practice to be able to play to your level. Well, game three, after 2 weeks of practice and a crappy game, he goes out there 63.8, jumped from 45 to 63, and quality plays. Quality plays. It just the evolution of what it takes to play at the top of your level against the top of the top athletes in the world. You don't just flip a switch. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, I'm kiddos going to school and, you know, we're doing like college homeschooling still, but it's a senior year. We're doing some dual credit in college classes too. And I'm like, look, man, you know, I get the idea of, well, I'm going to try when I get to college. I'm going to try harder then. I just need to pass now. And I'm like, dude, it's not a switch. It's not a switch. The number one indicator for college GPA is high school GPA. Why? Because the practice and habits that you build now are the same practice and habits that are going to continue to success later. It is not a switch. You don't turn it on. You don't turn it off. It builds. It is steady. It is slow growth. That is the way of the world. And so, like, you've got to play. You got to practice. You don't just flip it on. Oh, well, once the regular season gets here, that's when. No. If you're an all-pro and you're Trent Williams and you have tied the most Pro Bowls all time for any offensive tackle, sure. But Trent Williams didn't get to those 12, you know, Pro Bowls and tied with Anthony Munoz and Willie Roaf and like all these guys. No. You don't get there unless of how hard you work to get there. And so that, and I'm not saying, you know, Nick Martin or Alfred Collins or Evan Anderson or any of these other players aren't doing that. I'm just saying, look, it takes time to get to where you want to be to get done what you want to do. And a lot of these guys, they might have missed out on those chances. And, you know, I'm seeing lots of conversations about Zakel and all those things. Like, Nick Zakel's not good. Nick Zakel hasn't been good at any point in his entire four seasons with the 49ers. He's just not good. I don't know what to say. He played 43 snaps last night, 52 grade, not awful. He's the 19th ranked player, left guard, center, right guard, doesn't matter. It's just, he's just not a good football player at this level. That could change, but it's like, this is his fourth year. When's it going to change, man? When is it going to change? I get he's smart. I get he's got the body you want. He's a locker room guy. Brock Purdy's roommate. Get it. He's not somebody I want to build around. Connor Colby might be. Drew Moss might be. Nick Zakel? Nah, man. It's just nah. I'm completely out on it. I just don't get it. Now, let's go over the top five offensive ranked players from the Chargers game. We got some nepotism in there, but we also got some really exciting news about an actual starter that did play and did perform right after this. Your fantasy league pays bragging rights. My bookie pays cash. So this season, stop celebrating like it's 2009 and start betting like it's 2025. Whether you're hammering spreads, chasing the lines, riding money shot parlays, my favorite, teasers are my favorite bet ever. And like, I just tell people this all the time. You're betting with the odds and with the house instead of against it. Check out teasers if you haven't done it. It's our specialty and it's where we make most of our money. But MyBookie is your one-stop sportsbook and casino in one. So one account, one wallet. You bet football all weekend. Then you want to play slots. You want to play blackjack. It's all. You don't have to switch apps. No jumping platforms. Just straight up action. And if you're new to MyBookie, man, they've got a new huge promo. Use our code 49ers, 49ERS, on your first bet, up to $500, it's fully covered. So you make your play. If it doesn't hit, you get it right back with a bet back bonus. No stress, and it comes with just a one-time rollover. on return bet, so you're free to reload and keep firing. If you don't know about reloads, ask them their customer service. Trust me, that is there. But again, a one-time rollover, that is huge. So sign up at mybookie.ag, code 49ers, 49ERS, claim your bet back bonus, make this football season the one where bragging rights come with a bankroll. My bookies, where bettors win together, because bragging's good, but cashing in is better. And we will start to post all of our bets from the season and season-long bets and all that stuff. That's over at the 49ersrush.com, and that's over at our Patreon page. Links are in the description in this video. That's where all that's going to take place. And we also have our Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout meeting tonight, 5:30 p.m. Sunday. That's right. Today, I'm so excited. We do this every year. We have monthly Zoom hangout meetings where we talk nothing but Niners. But this one is dedicated to where we build out our 53. It is such a blast. And if you sign up right now, 7-day free trial, won't cost you a penny. Sign up for the Jerry Rice tier. You get the bets. You get the video when that comes out after Tuesday. You get the Zoom hangout. And you can cancel after that. It won't cost you a penny. But if you like what the product we put out, I think we have over 400 video breakdowns, football 101, bets, Zoom hangouts. As much as we go live every damn day, we do twice as much stuff over there. So this will always be free to whomever. But we do add that, and that's how I, you know, feed the family and pay the bills and all that stuff. So if you like what we do, that is the number one way to support us. But yeah, come join us. Look at that. Matthew says, O'Shea said, let me set the alarm. I'm there. I love it. I love it. So let's talk top five players. Offensively, Tariq Owens, baby. Team nepotism for the win. Goes out there. I mean, we had T.O.'s son on one side. We had Jerry Rice's son on the other side. I mean, you love it. And T.O., you know, he had that touchdown, only played 10 plays, has not gotten many reps, does not have an opportunity to make the 53-man roster. But he had a 90.5, you know, cashed in. That was a heck of a touchdown catch. Awesome route. Love that. Not making this roster. But probably the most important, Luke Farrell. You know, he got the starter-level treatment where he only played 13 snaps. Like, you look at Spencer Burford, played 17 snaps. Like, the guys that were out there, Luke Farrell, like, these are seen as their locks. Spencer Burford's making this roster. Obviously, Luke Farrell, with his guaranteed money, he was the number one prioritized free agent for the 49ers. He goes out there and gets an 80 grade in his 13 snaps, look clean, look good. He even got involved, you know, nice reception. I thought it was his best preseason game by far. And, like, he is now up to par in the system. I thought that was necessary. He's going to be out there. And with all of the issues to the 49ers wide receivers, you're going to be in two tight end sets. You're going to be in two back sets for the first 3 weeks of the season, way more than you have ever seen the 49ers be in those sets. You know, we finished last year. You didn't have a quality second tight end. All the running backs were hurt. You were in 11 personnel almost the whole time. That's not a Shanahan thing. That's a McVay thing. Weeks 1, 2, and 3, 12 and 21 and 22 personnel. Luke Gifford's going to be playing 30 snaps a game. You know, Kyle Juszczyk's going to be playing 30 snaps a game. Both of them are going to be playing up way more than they're used to. So I like that he got that good tape underneath him. Isaiah Hodgins was third, only played 8 snaps, and didn't play until super late. Like, I thought Isaiah Hodgins was in that kind of conversation with Russell Gage. That is not the case. Hodgins not making this roster, but he might be one of those gentlemen's agreement brought back on the practice squad and then elevated. Like, he could even be a wide receiver starter week one, but he ain't making the 53. He will be waived, cut, and then they're going to try to bring him back. He had a 79 grade. Austin Pleasance, I thought, played well. Shout out to Larry Kruger, 71.9. But again, he came in after Isaiah Prince got hurt. I thought Isaiah Prince looked pretty good. And I would take Isaiah Prince over Austin Pleasance easily. I don't think Pleasance is a fit. You play him against any speed whatsoever. He can't run inside or can't run outside zone with him very well. He's just too heavy footed. I think it's just the wrong scheme. Wrong scheme for me. Connor Colby, fifth. That dude's making it almost 100%. Connor Colby's making it. Might start week one. If Ben Bartsch or Dominique Pooney can't go, he should be the guy. Drew Moss, seventh. Tanner Mordecai, seventh. Awesome group. awesome group. Now the bad, Jake Tonjes, he was the worst rated player, 35 grade. Carter Bradley, no reason to be in the NFL, 35 grade. Braden Willis, who got hurt, don't know what that injury is going to look like. He had an outside shot, kind of a 50-50 to make this roster, but Braden Willis and Jake Tonjes both put up some bad tape last night, and Braden Willis got hurt. I really hope they just keep two tight ends and then try to bring some back to the practice squad. Nobody's taking Jake Tonjes. Nobody's taking Braden Willis. And if for some reason both get took, Roz Dwelly's still out there on these streets. You can go bring him up and let him be your tight end three or claim somebody else. Like, do not waste a 53 roster spot on Braden Willis or Jake Tonjes and let Drew Moss go or let Sebastian Valdez. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. Like, right here, Mark, who I respect very, very much, says, I keep saying this year needs to be potential over mediocrity. Exactly. We know what Braden Willis and Jake Tonjes are, and that's not a slight to them. Like, I want them on the roster, and I want them activated probably early in the season. But don't do it, man. Like, no, don't do it. Go with the upside youth, undrafted free agents, Sebastian Valdez, Drew Moss, Connor Colby. Go with those guys. Even a Stone Blanton. I don't think he'll get claimed either, but yes. Oh, man, Joe, he says, if Zakel makes it over Moss, I'm going to be pissed. Be prepared to be pissed. I agree with you. But the reason why you can't go Moss over Zakel is because of the Dominique Pooney injury and because of the Ben Barch injury. Now, I'm kind of a little bit talking for the 49ers and what I think they'll do as opposed to what I want them to do. Yes, if it was just in a, you know, we're separating all factors, all context, Moss is going to be a better pro than Nick Zakel. But you might have to have Nick Zakel start week one. Like, we just gave the scenario for Connor Colby starting. What if Ben Barch ain't ready? And he hasn't looked great. And what if Dominique Pooney ain't ready? He's still limping. It's 2 weeks. Nick Zakel might start week one. Connor Colby might start as well. Like, that's not the realistic situation that anybody wants, but you're not starting Drew Moss week one. Like, yes, I prefer Moss over Zakel, but not starting week one. No, because Zakel at least provides the pass rushing offset that is good. Like, yeah, Drew Moss potential. Those two guard injuries, that's kind of the killer. And it kind of might kick Hennessy out because now you can make Zakel be your backup center, and that gives you that extra spot there. I'm not a Zakel guy. Joe says Zakel's going to get Brock Gill. It's possible. But Zakel's actually, like, Zakel's biggest issue is run blocking. Like, it's not the pass protection. Nick Zakel's pass pro is decent. It's the run blocking where he whiffs consistently. That's the big, like, whoops all the time. I'm not saying that's what I would do. I am saying this is what I think they will do, right? So, like, I am trying to be prophetic here. I wouldn't do it. I'm keeping Drew Moss whichever way I can. And maybe the conversation, maybe you can keep both. Maybe it's, you know, Drew Moss over Matt Hennessy, which I'd be okay with that too. And I like Matt Hennessy, but you got to have a backup center. And Zakel, Hennessy, Drake Nugent ain't it. Drake Nugent ain't it. I didn't think he played well last night either. He finished with he gave up the most pressures. He finished with a 61 grade. Drake Nugent had a 17 pass block grade. Like, people are like, oh, keep Drake. No, you're not keeping Drake Nugent. No, nobody. No, he doesn't meet the thresholds. He's too small. He's too short. And he's not a good pass protector whatsoever. He did terrible in pass pro. Did well in run blocking, but that's who he was in Michigan, too. Like, he has not developed. He had a 17 grade. Drake Nugent did pass blocking. Like, uh-uh. Yeah, 17. Yeah, Mark, yeah. I'm staying away from that. Oh, what's up, Leo? Appreciate the super chat. Week one, personnel will be key. You've invested in Juice, Farrell, CMC, Trent, Kittle, and Jennings. You've got to get the edge for play action in the run game. Yeah, I like that. I like that. I don't know how much Jennings is going to be a factor. That's going to kind of be where a lot of the narrative is going to shift. Is he practicing this week? What's that look like? Is he on the side field? Is he running routes? Is he throwing temper tantrums? What's he doing? Remember, Juwan Jennings got kicked off a team before. University of Tennessee, he didn't like the way things are going. He goes on social media, starts calling the coaches cowards and whatever else, gets kicked off the team. Now, I don't think he was wrong about that coaching staff, by the way, but whole coaching staff gets fired. They bring in new coaches. He gets turned into a team captain the next week and brought back. But he's not, it wouldn't be his first rodeo where now a lot of his paychecks are comprised of per game roster bonuses. So this dude's going to be losing six figures pretty much every time he don't suit up. So he's got to suit up, but is he going to be out there getting game ready? Is his calf going to let him do that? Yeah, that's above my pay grade. Personally, I don't think that this is an injury issue that he hasn't been out there. I don't think it's an injury issue that he hasn't been out there. I really, really don't. I could be wrong. And that's okay. Again, that's just my interpretation. I'm not saying take it and run with it. Oh, man. Tommy. Look at Tommy coming in with the hot sauce. He says, I'm going to make a big bet. Isaac Rendo does not make this roster. He follows in the line of TDP and Trey Sermon of overdrafted running backs. Only last 1 year. I do believe he's going to make this roster, Isaac Rendo. But I was appalled when that dude was out there covering punts and covering kickoffs. And I'm like, this is the same Isaac Garrido with like four shoulder injuries in less than one calendar year in practice? And then he goes out there and hurts his shoulder again. Played through it. But yeah, he had probably his worst game. So he did not respond well to the trade. He did not respond well to the B Rob news. And Kyle Shanahan even drives the nail further in the coffin after the game and says, no, we traded for Brian Robinson to be the running back too. For those of you that are your Isaac Garrido truthers, man, RIP. Doesn't mean his career is over. Just means this year you're going to be covering special teams, man. And I don't think he's going to be cut. Man, he might be. I would say he's got a 95% chance of making this roster. You need those right because Jordan James. If Jordan James is practicing fully right now, it might drop down to 85. But I think they're kind of like, dude, this is just the amount of injuries. I've been screaming it from the mountaintops. I didn't like the pick. They panicked. You had Ray Davis. You had Will Shipley go back-to-back. They panicked, traded up. They got a Brandon Allen still on the board, by the way, but that's okay. Nothing we can do about that. He never made it through one college season as a starter, and he never made it one through one college season without injuries. And he had the worst vision I've ever graded. Logan, thank you. Garrido's vision is just as good as Stevie Wonder's. Garrido's vision is atrocious right now. It's been atrocious. And I remember I kept saying this last year and people got mad at me. Oh, give him a chance. He's a rookie. He's got to learn. I was like, I'm not saying he can't learn. I'm saying he can't see. That's got to develop. Hasn't developed at all. And you go back and you look at every single big play Isaac Garrido made last year, predetermined inside zone runs. Not outside zone runs. Whenever he has, look, you run straight to this point as hard as you can. That's what it is. Run, Forrest, run. Man, bet two Forrest Gump references in this episode. Come on now. Come on, 1994. I'm going to be checking them off. We got Pulp Fiction. We got Jurassic Park. We're going to be getting all of them in here soon. Leo, appreciate the super chat. It's a calf tract. There we go. Stats said it first. Shout out to Rob, man. Guerrero, stats. Love stats. It's a calf tract. So that's the injury that it is. A little play on words there with Juwan Jennings. I do like that. I don't know what to do with Isaac Garrido. Remember, he got benched because he couldn't even do kickoff returns because he kept fumbling. And the injuries are huge. The vision is huge. Dude fumbled four times this week in practice. Four times. Y'all remember Matt Breida? Matt Breida was the freaking... Oh, he was awesome. People were... I remember seeing Matt Breida jerseys going to games. Fumbled three times in a matter of 2 weeks. What happened? You in the doghouse? He gone. He got benched, and he didn't play no more. So now you got injuries. You got no vision. And you're fumbling like crazy in practice. That means you covering punts, buddy. Which he didn't do bad. Actually, his punt coverage is pretty good. I was watching him. I was like, man, I cannot believe 31 is out here covering points, covering punts in the second half of the third preseason game. Everybody was talking about how this is a running back too, and we're going to have to find packages for CMC and Grendo out there at the same time. And I'm just like, pump the brakes. Pump them. B-Rob, he has showed up, and those brakes, man, just freaking, oof. Yeah, it didn't go well. Did not go well. But that's okay. Now, let's go over the top five defensive players. Ah, and if you're going to any games this year, any away games, you got to come party with us.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year. With over 40 events at road games, if you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
Your fantasy league pays bragging rights. My bookie pays cash. So this season, stop celebrating like it's 2009 and start betting like it's 2025. Whether you're hammering spreads, chasing the lines, riding money shot parlays, my favorite, teasers are my favorite bet ever. And like, I just tell people this all the time. You're betting with the odds and with the house instead of against it. Check out teasers if you haven't done it. It's our specialty, and it's where we make most of our money. But MyBookie is your one-stop sportsbook and casino in one. So one account, one wallet. You bet football all weekend, then you want to play slots. You want to play blackjack. It's all. You don't have to switch apps, no jumping platforms, just straight-up action. And if you're new to MyBookie, man, they've got a new huge promo. Use our code 49ers, 49ERS, on your first bet, up to $500, it's fully covered. So you make your play. If it doesn't hit, you get it right back with a bet back bonus. No stress. And it comes with just a one-time rollover on return bet. So you're free to reload and keep firing. If you don't know about reloads, ask them their customer service. Trust me, that is there. But again, a one-time rollover, that is huge. So sign up at mybookie.ag. Code 49ers, 49ERS, claim your bet back bonus. Make this football season the one where bragging rights come with a bankroll. My bookies, where bettors win together, because bragging's good, but cashing in is better. All right, we are 2 weeks away. It is crunch time, ladies and gents. We are going to be up in Seattle week one with Frank Gore, the legend. In less than 2 weeks' time, you get to meet Frank the Tank, autograph, all that kind of stuff. We're going to be taking care of it. We're going to be at the press box from 2 to 6 p.m. Saturday, September 6th. Going to be an absolute blast. Kids always free to the event. And then our tailgate right next to the stadium in the parking lot next to the press box. It's going to be a blast. We're going to have hundreds and hundreds of people there. We walk to the stadium together. And this is premium tailgate, ladies and gentlemen. This is top shelf drinks. Food, unlimited, you name it, giveaways, trivia. This is not your traditional tailgate. Those are out there, and those are a beautiful thing. But my whole thing is I want to do what other people are not doing. It's not a bad thing. I do not believe in competition ever. Like, if you want to go to those other tailgates, I get it. They do cost less than ours. Save money. If you're on a budget, Dude, there's nothing wrong with that. I want to throw a quality. I remember going to a tailgate and paying for a wristband, and I got one hot dog and I got one hot beer. And I was like, this ain't it for me. I was very upset. And so whenever we started doing these, the whole idea was I want to create memories that people remember forever and say, damn, that was a hellacious party. That is what I want to create. And I believe that we have done that. We're still striving to get better, but that is what we're doing. And then week two, we're going to be in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. This is my birthday weekend. My birthday is game day. We're going to be at the Bourbon Street Drinkery, 2 to 6 p.m. We are in and out two floors. Oh, I'm so pumped. And then we got our tailgate with the seafood station just a couple blocks from freaking Superdome. Ugh. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. Now, let's dive into the top five defensive players. And this player was not on my stock up. So, like, man, you got to be honest. Let's hold myself accountable. Travis Gibson, 90.5. Number 56. This dude is doing every single thing that he can in back-to-back weeks. He was one of the guys that was added after all the injuries. He had a 90.5 grade, four pressures, one quarterback hit. What do you want him to do? I don't think he makes this roster, but Travis Gibson, good Lord. Practice squad, maybe even elevated, like is in his kind of like trajectory, which I love. Number two, Nick Martin, we talked about 87.2. Jordan Elliott got out there, got 15 snaps. Back to that whole thing of you have to play. You cannot just come off of an injury, even if you're a vet. Jordan Elliott's been in the NFL for 6 years now. He's the only vet in that freaking locker room, in the defensive tackle room. That's it. Kevin Givens, he had his injury. Oh, my voice is leaving. Uh-oh, we in trouble. All right. But Jordan Elliott had an 81.1 grade. I thought he played great. Ciaran Neal, 80.9. Ciaran Neal's making this roster. Like, again, kind of that 95 percentile as a special teamer. But I thought he played great at slot corner and outside corner. He was, dude, love the mentality. Love the mentality. Bruce Hector, he played great. 34 snaps, had a 78 grade. That's your top five. And, you know, you're talking about guys like Jonathan Garvin and Jalen Allen. Travis Gibson, he's passing them. You know, Garvin was on the practice squad a lot last year. Jalen Allen's had his moments. Oh, what's up? We got Rob Louder in the chat. What's up, Rob? You sexy man, you. Appreciate your coverage and all the stuff that you were putting out yesterday on the game. If you haven't checked out the Striking Gold podcast yet, what are you doing? Rob's one of the great ones. Just awesome, no-nonsense guy with coaching background that loves the Niners and loves Tropic Thunder. A man after my own heart. And he's even commenting heart emojis in here. We're starting a little love affair, buddy. Better be careful. Congrats on the kiddo and all the things, though, man, for real. Go check out the Striking Gold podcast. So a couple other things that I wanted to get to just in the chat. I do want to talk some Jacob Cowing because what the heck do you do? I do believe that the 49ers will use their two IR to return designated spots on Jacob Cowing and Givens. But the frustration level has to be off the charts with Jacob Cowing. And if the fact that it wasn't at the wide receiver position, he might not be making the – you might just cut him straight up. But I don't know. I think now he's your long-term play as punt returner, which he was all of last year, did fine. I would have no problem with Jacob Cowing being the punt returner this year either. But dude can't get his hamstring right. Not once, but twice. He's pulled his hamstring twice. Only finished one practice. But Sky Moore's not the long-term answer. Junior Bergen's not going to be on this roster much longer. Like, you've got to do something there. And you get two of the return IR spots, like, pre-designated. Like, you get eight return from IR, pup, whatever, throughout the season. You get two more if you make it to the playoffs. You can only designate two. You don't have to. but I would if I was the 49ers, and I would do Jacob Cowing and Kevin Givens. Brett Rypien just got released from the Vikings. Shoot. If Tanner Mordecai's hurt, I wouldn't mind, you know, Rypien being my kind of quarterback three. Not sure I want to use a roster spot on that, but that's kind of hard. You got to see what it is the Browns do. If the Browns release Kenny Pickett, we'll see what that is. But like the 49ers quarterback three is an issue. And with Mac Jones being injured, you better not keep Carter Bradley or Tanner Mordecai. Tanner Mordecai, I could at least, all right, I get it. But the fact that Tanner Mordecai has been released not once, but twice, but three times, and nobody claimed him with 90-man rosters. Nobody's going to claim him with 53-man rosters. You can get him back. So, like, and I know, I know I'm talking, preaching to the choir here. And for the most part, like, there's more good than bad with Kyle Shanahan as the head coach. And, you know, I'm already seeing fire Kyle Shanahan stuff in the chat. I would hate that. I hate that, you know, we're already at that stage, but I get it. It's the NFL and blame goes to the top. And so you blame the head coach and that's cool. I'm not in that, like, no, I'm not in that sphere of whatever. But my biggest critique of the 49ers has been misappropriation of funds, draft capital, free agent signings for whatever that just haven't panned out, and then just not proper evaluating of talent that is already on your roster. Guys like Samuel Womack, Sam Aquano gets cut last year. That was a mistake. Evan Anderson gets cut last year. That was a mistake. For keeping guys like Ambry Thomas or Ronnie Bell or Nick Sakel or, you know, whatever. But there's always that kind of Monday morning quarterback where we could look at it and say, man, what? Ah. But then they get all these other ones right. So it's positive and negative. But I'm with you, Strawberry. Like, I hate to release Cowan for someone like Chosen. Yeah, I agree with you. But what about a Drew Moss? Like, there's not another wide receiver, right? So it's not Cowan for another wide receiver. I think Russell Gage is going to make this roster. Oh, geez, man. There's some hard spots. There's some hard spots, and the Niners have to get – this is going to be the most creative 53-man roster because you might only keep three wide receivers, right? You're going to keep Ricky Pearsall. You're going to keep Juwan Jennings, whether he's playing or not, and you're going to keep Jordan Watkins. Like, those three you're keeping. Now, Cowan, he goes on IR to return. He doesn't count. Ayuk doesn't count. DeMarcus Robinson doesn't count. He's suspended. And so you might keep those three, maybe Russell Gage, but usually keep 5 to 6. So I'm hoping they pull back some of these spots and then bring back Isaiah Hodgins, Robbie Chosen on the practice squad, elevate them for week one onto the active 53. They don't count as a 53 because technically you get that 53-man roster. You list your inactives, but you can bump up two, right? Like, that's the idea. And so some of that stuff that I'm just hoping it's going to get creative. And, you know, we're going to be refreshing the feed. We're going to be watching kind of what goes on and what doesn't go on and all those different things. And, you know, we're going to get there. But these next – and I'm talking to myself right now. 30 players are about to get released off of every team in the NFL. 30 players times 32 teams, that's 900 players. Almost 1,000 players are about to have their dreams ripped away from them. That sucks. And as we play through this, you know, and we go through this, humanity, like, let's try to exercise. I'm talking to myself here. I hope everybody understands that. Because when a guy makes it that we didn't want over a guy that we did want, it's pretty easy to get like, rah! You know what I mean? And just be like, well, this guy, rah! I could probably do pretty well in checking myself for everybody except for Carter Bradley. I'm expecting Nick Sakel to make this roster, so I've already kind of personally dealt with that. But, yeah, it's going to be rough. Bid, some players we have are going to get released and break our hearts. The Niners are good at it. Remember Jameson Williams. I mean, you remember Samuel Womack, Cody Schrader. God, Cody Schrader, if he was on this team right now, man, he's crushing it. But those things are going to happen. DJ Reed, it happens in today's NFL. And there are going to be guys that's cut. Curtis, where's that Emmanuel Sanders trade when you need it? There's like a meme somewhere. It's like, what do you need? What do you mean Emmanuel Sanders? We got Emmanuel Sanders at home. That's Sky Moore. Like, we kind of already did that, but that's okay. Joe, appreciate you, Joe. The only players getting released from the 49ers are good players. Kyle only wants bad backups. I don't think that's true, Joe. I don't think you think that's true either, but yeah, I get you. I get emotional. I get a little emotional at this time too, but we got Robert Saleh there. We're going to keep a lot of really, really good players, and I'm pretty excited about what's to come. So this next kind of 48 hours is going to be rough on a lot of people. Again, all the film breakdowns will come this week after Tuesday, after the initial cutdown. But tonight, we got our Zoom hangout, our Jerry Rice tier and above. So I hope that you join us on that. But that's going to do it for us today. It's going to be crazy. Keep refreshing those feeds. We'll see who makes it, who doesn't. It's going to be a journey. Now, remember, everything has to be turned in by 1 p.m. Tuesday Pacific time. Kyle Shanahan, 4 years in a row, has been the last one to publicly get released the cut list. So he's Kyle going to Kyle. So just because it's 1 p.m. doesn't mean we're going to have the initial 53 at that point, because Kyle's going to do what he does. Skill's going to be around, guys. I'm not saying that's what I want, but I do think that's going to happen. Anyway, you guys are incredible. And if you need something positive, focus on freaking Nick Martin. Oh, so freaking good. So good. Until next time, you guys are the best. Stay strong, faithful.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.